mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we are joined in this third hour by a good friend of mine, Colonel Craig Roberts. We're going to take a lot of your calls at 1-800-259-9231. There's a whole bunch of issues, and Craig's been on the show many times. I want to get him back up for a series of broadcasts here in the future. I want to just go through the news with Craig and get his response as well, research take on a whole host of issues. And I also want to particularly focus in on how the Pentagon, and remember, he's a pretty young guy. He could, you know, he's retired, but he could still be called up, so he's got to be careful about some of the things he says, because even General Parton's told me off air, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, a lot of stuff he won't say on air, and he goes, look, I'm still under the commander-in-chief. And but we'll get as much as Craig can say about this today. Chinese leader resigns early. And we'll talk about that. But I wanted to talk to Craig about these Pentagon moguls, these Army and Navy War College individuals, like Thomas Barnett, who say China and Russia are friends, and we're this New World Order now. We're going to take over all these countries, and Africa and Asia and the Middle East are the threats, and we got to go take them over, but Russia's going to merge with us and save us. And you heard General Parton. I mean, he read over what Barnett's saying and doing. He said, my God, this is the Third International. So it's really scary. And now the microwave guns in Iraq to be used here. It's like the sound wave cannons are used there. Now they're here. We're going to be treated just like the Iraqis. Craig, it's good to have you on with us, my friend.
Hey, long time, no talk.
You bet. When did you start getting you back on? I don't know. I mean, I haven't even talked to you. I just told my producer to get you on. I miss talking to you. Are you familiar with this Thomas Barnett character?
Well, I know the theme of what you're saying, because I ran into the same thing when I was dealing, had some affairs in the Pentagon, and there's a third column in the Pentagon itself. Has been there since the 1950s, but that's what
Parton said.
Yeah, it's grown to the point to where under the Clinton administration. Now, it started back during Bush number one, King George the First. And actually, we could probably trace it back before then, but back to 1946 or 47, right after the UN got its feet on the ground, we started sending certain senior officers to do fellowships and become good globalists. After the Korean War, we saw a rise in that more and more. And then, of course, we had the Cold War, and the Russians are the bad guys, the Chinese are the bad guys, and they're going to bomb us any minute. We got to get ready for it, yada, yada. Now it's got to the point during the Clinton administration that you could not get promoted above one star if you didn't do some kind of a globalist fellowship program with either the Council on Foreign Relations or under the Blue Hat someplace, you know, in the UN or, you know, abroad. And they would send officers to places like Somalia and wherever they wanted to do this UN thing where we carried the brunt of the load, and they would observe and find out who would say, hey, this is a good deal, we need to do this more often, and the ones that say, we don't need to be here. And the ones that said, this is a good deal, we need to do it more often, were the ones normally that were got the best evaluation reports, officer evaluation reports, and were the ones that were promoted over their peers.
Well, they're new, the new map, you know, they take these professors and make them like rock stars and give them all this attention, and then all the other people start copying that. But, I mean, they showed the map of the world and all the places they were going to invade and, quote, we work for the global corporations and we serve them now. I mean, openly, with all this brass nodding their heads, Colonel, yes, we serve the corporations. Yes, we're going to invade all these countries. Yes, yes, New World Order. Yes, yes.
Well, the thing is, that's a mantra that's coming down. You know, military works best going with stuff that rolls downhill. The only time anything rolls uphill is if somebody catches flak over something. And then it only rolls uphill to the lowest level of stoppage. After My Lai, they got the lieutenant, and they kind of slapped the captain a little bit, but the colonel's name's not even known. So then you go to the things that we've got now, and you get to Abu Ghraib prison. They tried to jump all the way up to Rumsfeld. Well, that was an old ploy of, we know we can't get him, but we're going to say we're going after somebody, then the whole thing's going to go away.
Got a break.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and you may be paying too much. Consider these possible rates. A man, age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man, age 50, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right. Guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Termbusters specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. So call this number now for a free quote.
800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We're here 24 hours a day. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He was a sniper in Vietnam. He then was a police officer, helicopter pilot, SWAT team member. Of course, colonel in the U.S. Army. He's written a bunch of powerful books. Good friend of mine is in my film, Matrix of Evil, Colonel Craig Roberts. Yeah, Craig, I got you on today, just to go over a lot of news and get your whole take on it. And basically what you just said about the Pentagon's new map is the same thing General Parton said, that this crowd has always been in there that's pro-New World Order. We've got to merge with China and Russia. We've got to have Russia advise us on how to run America. Well, now that crowd isn't the little office of, quote, crazies in the bottom of the Pentagon. They're running things from on high, and they're telling everybody below them go along with it. You're still in contact with a lot of folks at the Pentagon. What percentage of people would you say are buying this dangerous propaganda that China and Russia are friends?
Well, the few people that I know that are still around that haven't had their heads chopped off yet, basically there's three groups at the Pentagon. There's the very small group that you and I are talking about right now that are pretty much in charge of the ship. Then, you know, they're at the helm and then up on the bridge. Then there's the crew down there that just kind of follows orders and goes along with whatever. knowing that if they come out in the open and say this is wrong, this is treasonous, I don't want to do it, that they're going to get canned or sent to Anchorage, Alaska. Then you've got the people down in the engine room. They keep everything running, but it's the hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil monkey crowd. So you've got those, basically those three groups, just like you do everywhere in society, because the Pentagon is nothing more than a cross-cut of society. But what they've got, though, they've got control of the ship, they've set the course, and they have already implemented most of the voyage. We're halfway to the destination now, and here's what the plan is. Basically, it's if you're gonna, you and I were gonna plan to do this, what we would want to do is we would take the strongest military in the world and we would weaken it. And the way we would weaken it is that we would destroy its morale. We would do it from within and make the best officers and the best NCOs quit.
Overextend it, put them in 200 countries.
That's right. And we'd close down military bases. We would do away with our enemy, in other words, the fall of Russia. We no longer have an enemy, so we don't need a big military anymore. And what we've got left of the military, we're going to keep sending them and deploying them to places unknown overseas in the Twilight Zone until they get so tired that they start quitting. And then
we're going to have them domestically here in the new police state if they say they will fire on Americans, then we're going to have a big terror attack and have a new domestic draft.
Well, and then they turn around and they take the reserves and the National Guard and they deploy them overseas until they're exhausted, and then they go into the IRR and pull people out that are been gone for 8 or 10 years who now have a new life and a family, and they and destroy the family and the community morale. And you and I both know what happens when you pull National Guard out of a big city. There's no big impact, but if you pull National Guardsmen out of a small town, you take the whole male end of that community of working age and you deploy them overseas. So you're also hitting the morale of the country, which is a form of mind control. You're telling the country, hey, your husbands and sons are going over there, and we're going to kill some of them, and we're going to send them home in body bags, and we're going to publish it on the media, and you're going to get sick of it, and you're going to beg us to elect somebody that's going to bring Russia and China to our aid and help us in this war on terrorism, but to convince the Russian people that they need to get on board, too, since they've been told that they're pretty much a free country now. You've got to have terrorist events happen in Russia, hence two airplanes being blown up, hence allegedly Chechens taking over and killing a bunch of people at an elementary school. You shock the mental the mentality of the population with terrorist events until they go with a Hegelian effect and they say, I'll go along with anything you say as long as we can stop this stuff.
And that's exactly what Brzezinski said. It's what the PNAC documents say, and it's what this Thomas Barnett said. He admitted. He said only this new world order, this global government, this globalism can save us, and we're going to occupy the whole planet, and the people are going to demand this after the rule set change of 9/11. But wait a minute. The old-timers, when I first got into this 10-plus years ago, got on the air 10 years ago, they said you're going to have a stage fall of Russia. By the way, that they put all the hammer and sickles back on the vehicles. Then we're going to hear that China's our friend and is no longer communist. And then we're going to globally merge our militaries with them, and they're going to let China take part of the world, Russia will take another part, and then we'll take the other part, all directed by the same people. You're going to have Russian chiefs like Primakov over here setting up a domestic system. You're going to have all this, and lo and behold, the exact thing Parton wrote about in the 60s, the exact thing you talked about 5-6 years ago, everything I heard is now happening, but they're telling me that communism doesn't exist.
No, it's not there anymore. We call it global socialism now. In other words, we've taken a black bear and painted it white. It's still a bear. And it doesn't make any difference what you do with it. It's still the same animal, except it's bigger and it's meaner now, and it's got more strength, and they've made it look like the family puppy dog, and it's here to help you. And that's the problem we've got, is most Americans, they don't know what to believe anymore, number one, because the national media doesn't even talk about this stuff. And then when they do see it, all of a sudden it's been branded what I call the Little Green Men from Mars syndrome. It's conspiracy theory. You're all wackos. You know, it's the Rush Limbaugh slant on the thing, that this stuff doesn't exist. If you talk about it, you're crazy. It doesn't make any difference if you do your own research. It doesn't make any difference if you go to the address of the Council on Foreign Relations and walk in the building and pound on the wall and know it's there. There are people who tell you this place doesn't exist.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's like the New York Times says the Bilderberg Group called Kerry up and said, you will appoint him. Kerry goes on Larry King Live a week later and says, yes, they want him. You know, literally bowing to the mafia, Don. You know, giving, you know, the gang chief, you know, their dibs, their respect, don't want to diss them. And then meanwhile, the Bilderberg Group still doesn't exist. The Southern Poverty Law Center says if you talk about it, you're a lunatic.
Well, you know, there's an old saying that whenever they start screaming conspiracy theory, you're standing next to the truth. And that there's a lot of truth in that. And, you know, when I talked about some of this stuff several years ago and wrote reports on it to the police department when I was working there, that they assigned an investigator to start watching me because they thought I was going off the deep end. And, you know, 5 years later, one of the SID guys retires, and he stops by, and he says, "Hey, I just want to let you know that they had a meeting the other day, and your name came up." And I said, "Oh, really, again?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "They still have a file open on me?" He said, "Well, not really, but they went back to look at it again. They said, you're the only guy down there that knew what was going on." So they've seen a lot of the events that I was talking about.
That's the power we have, Colonel, is that we know the roadmap. We know the globalist program. It's not even secret. And so we can tell people what's going to happen, and that's why we've gone from half the callers disagreeing with me 6 years ago to none of the callers, with the show bigger than ever, and even the interviews I do, I don't run into much disagreement. I know you do a lot of interviews. Do you run into the same type of resistance we got 5 years ago?
What I run into, Alex, is really, it's you know, when you and I have gone over the mountains that we have gone over to get where we're at, we've learned a few things. We picked up a few hints along the trail. And when I'm doing interviews, when I'm talking to people, or when I get call-ins and do a radio show, what I find out is the ones who disagree fall into two categories. A, they either haven't done their homework and they're a new listener and they're still, you know, mentally programmed by the status quo. Or B, they're there to try to discredit me. And it's a mission. Somebody has put them there to try to debunk or discredit or destroy. That's the
thing. Usually I'll say, you work for the federal government, don't you? Yeah, I'm a postal inspector. Or I'm an FBI clerk. You know, it's usually some person who's not even been ordered to do it. They feel like they need to defend the system.
Well, you got that, but you'd have the people out there that go by the three D's: debunk, destroy, or discredit. And if they can't discredit you, and they can't debunk what you're saying, then they try to destroy you with innuendo, with rumors on the internet. I mean, I had email come back to me once a few years ago that I was a CIA plant, and I was out there to stir up the population. And I'm thinking, well, you know, I almost wish that was so, because at least I'd have another paycheck coming in. But
well, you know, that's another thing. Feds sneak around trying to stir criminal activity up so they can grab large groups of people. Feds aren't on the radio for 5, 10, 15 years exposing the New World Order and trying to defeat gun legislation.
No, you know, if you were on their payroll, you'd be saying things on the radio like, all you people that believe that the Bilderbergers and CFR are up to no good and are a bunch of globalists are all conspiracy wackos, my call screener's not even going to let you on my radio station. You know, that's the kind of stuff that I would expect. You know, you put an icon up there to bow down to and say, oh, you're the great leader of the conservative radio talk show movement. No matter who you are, I don't care if you're, you know, Neil Bortz or Rush Limbaugh or any of these guys. I think you call them neocons. When they only go so far and they stop, I know that they're not working for the right thing. They're either stupid and not doing their homework and figuring out what's going on. They're not following a logical progression of events to get to where you and I are at. Or they're on somebody's payroll.
But it's not even debatable. I mean, you watch C-SPAN and it's world government this, Pan-American Union that, you know, satellite tracker taxers in your car, microchips for the kids, cancer viruses in the vaccines. It's not even debatable.
No,
look at this article.
And they're throwing NAFTA and GATT and, you know, Treaty of the Oceans and all this other stuff that they've got. And it's everything. I mean, 100% full afterburner, everything is driving toward the globalist New World Order scenario. And we're seeing it more and more all the time. You know, you go down to somebody down here that drives a truck and works for the union, and they say, well, we're mad because they're sending all of our jobs overseas. And you go, well, why do you think that's happening? Well, it's just that they got cheap labor. I said, yeah, they got cheap labor, but you got to understand that they're doing that because what they're really doing is they're destroying this country, and you're just part of it. You're one little building block that they're taking.
And by the way, you tune into NPR, and they brag, oh, we've got to learn how to live like the rest of the world. We've got to lose our rights, lose our middle class, so we're all dependent on them. It's like the President's New Freedom Initiative. Let's talk about that when we get back. Everyone will have to be psychologically tested. I mean, that's right out of the Lenin handbook. And I want to get into this: Chinese leader resigns early. He has stepped down. Xi Jinping has stepped down even from his military post. We have the new generation. Why they're going to save us? Why they're not communists? They're good people. we can trust. We'll be right back with our guest, Craig Roberts. Got a bunch of other news we're going to get into. Your calls as well. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to man, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years. Proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
James, Randy, and Kim, and John, I promise you, as soon as we start the next segment, we'll go to your calls. There's a bunch of issues I want to get Greg's take on. The Fortune 500 meets in China. They openly are moving almost all the jobs there, even out of other third world countries, because the globalists and the UN say it's the model country. Well, the tyranny they have in China we see being replicated here in the Western world. Now, Chinese leader resigns early. And it says that Hu Jintao became the undisputed leader or dictator of China as the country completed its first orderly transfer of power in the communist era yesterday. The departure of Jiang Zemin from his top military post gives a new generation of leaders a freer hand to run the world's most populous nation. And that he stepped down early. No one really knows why. Folks, the people you see on TV from China are not the people running things. Craig, you've studied this. Comments?
Well, you know, anytime in a communist government you have someone step down resign or retire for health reasons, it's normally because they don't have a choice. They've been given orders that, okay, we got somebody else that's going to take over and continue on with what we want to do, and for whatever reason, they decide they're going to get rid of the guy that's there. Now, I think that, we have to go back to the Gang of Five under Mao Zedong, when everybody had to agree with Chairman Mao. If you didn't agree with him, you ended up in prison. Over the years, that's kind of changed, where they found out they weren't getting any place. If you don't have new ideas coming in, if you don't have new people coming in, fresh blood, to say there's a better way to do it, and this is how we can do it. Because what you really had, you had an old thinking hierarchy now being replaced by more technically proficient people. In that same amount of time, not only did the structure within government change, but the structure within the country changed. They went from, rice paddy farmers to being able to hack the internet, and from shooting off fireworks to being able to put satellites in space using our technology that the Clinton administration sold them, and to building nuclear bombs from the stuff they took out of Los Alamos, all with the cooperation of people within our own government, and never investigated afterwards. So they have made what they call the Long March wasn't just the march during World War II of communism against the Japanese to finally taking over the country and throwing Chiang Kai-shek out. The Long March is something that had an end result that ends with a globalist New World Order with the Big Three, which is...
And now they call it China's peaceful rise.
Right. And, they say that if you put a dog's face on a dragon, everyone will pet it. And that's what they do, is they are a dragon, and they put on the dog's face, and they think that we're supposed to go over there and feed it and pet it. Well, we're feeding it all right, and we're petting it, and the dragon's just growing bigger. They now have the biggest navy in the world. They have forward deployed war stockage in Freeport in the Bahamas and in Mexico, and of course some people say Canada. I have not seen anything that shows anything in Canada other than a few Chinese personnel. They've taken over the Panama Canal. We all know that. This is old news. But if you'll get on the internet and look up Freeport, Bahamas, and look up Costco, COSCO, China Ocean Shipping Company, and look up Hutchinson Whampoa, and find those pictures there that show those sea lift containers that are stacked as far as you can see it. This place is no longer a tourist resort. It's their Diego Garcia. It's the deployment base.
It's clear in the past our country would not allow people to stockpile weapons all around us. China threatens to nuke us on a weekly basis in their newspapers and says how evil we are, and then our newspapers say they're our friends and they love us. It looks like the globalists are trying to set us up again like they did with Japan.
Well, let's jump ahead a little bit. We've got China right now, we know, that's helping the Iranians. Well, helping the Iranians is helping Islamic Jihad and all of the other Islamic terrorist organizations. They're using Chinese weapons, Chinese equipment. They're going to Chinese instruction. So what you've got is you've got China holding the puppet strings on Islam. And you've got Russia at the same time controlling China. So up to a certain point, the Chinese don't do a whole lot without checking with the Kremlin first. So you've got Islam now is part of this giant army that's being that's declared us the great Satan, overtly and covertly, to where we are totally surrounded.
But the globalists love that, because out of this burgeoning crisis, they will give us their new world order.
Oh yeah, order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. And that's what they're doing now. They're creating chaos all over the world. They're creating genocide all over the world.
And then telling us as citizens, I want to shift gears now. I'm sure, of course, you know about the microwave guns in Iraq. Well, a few months ago, it was sound weapons in Iraq. Well, I saw those sound weapons in New York pointed at peaceful protesters, Craig.
Well, you had them at Waco. We had Russians controlling the ELF weapons at Waco that were making everybody sick inside.
Again, our little allies, and now we have General Primakov helping, former head of KGB, helping run Homeland Security. I mean, you couldn't write a Robert Ludlum book this bizarre. No one would believe it, Craig.
Well, let's come back and talk about Operation Cooperative Nugget.
Yeah. And we'll take calls, folks, when we get back. So everybody stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We at ActiveX America Incorporated would like to thank our faithful customers for making SynFlex one of the leading glucosamine and chondroitin formulas on the market today. Our liquid glucosamine complex not only combines pharmaceutical quality glucosamine and chondroitin, but also contains natural anti-inflammatories that can help reduce pain and inflammation without the harmful side effects that can occur from taking pharmaceutical drugs. For those of you who have arthritis or joint pain and have not yet tried SynFlex, go to our website to learn more about the product that has given so many the everyday relief their achy joints yearn for. Log on to the web at www.activexamerica.com. We have so many great success stories, important glucosamine studies and data, and a no-questions-asked money-back guarantee on your first order. If you're interested in learning more or want to get SynFlex and ease the pain today, visit www.activexamerica.com. That's www.activexamerica.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
We got about 26 and a half minutes left. We're about to go straight to your calls, and we'll get into cooperative nugget and microwave guns and all cancer viruses in your vaccines. There's been some new developments. So you take the hepatitis B shot, it more than triples your chances of getting muscular dystrophy. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? The government needed a crisis to convince the people to willingly give up their liberty in exchange for safety. Now the painful facts are in. The dark forces of global government are funding, training, and protecting terrorist networks worldwide. My book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, documents the ruthless history of governments orchestrating terrorist attacks against their own people to scare them into total submission. In this brutal expose, you will witness the birth of the global police state that will surpass Orwell's nightmare vision. It's all here. The history of government-sponsored terrorism, the modern implementation of fear-based control, and most frightening of all, the New World Order's future plans. This is one book you cannot afford to ignore. The future of free people everywhere is at stake. It's 224 pages long, full of documents and photos and articles. It is $12, my friends. The book is $12. And if you buy a whole bunch of them, they're $8 a piece. Maybe buy a whole bunch and sell them at your store or your restaurant. There's my two 9/11 films, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, and part two of that, The Masters of Terror. Also, carry George Humphrey's book, video, and his books, 9/11, The Great Illusion, and the accompanying booklet, 1995, and you get the free booklet. Eric Huffman's video, 9/11 painful deceptions. 9/11 is so important, and with all my videos, you're authorized to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes, and it's having a big effect. So I want to ask you out there to keep making copies. If you haven't gotten them and you haven't made copies, please do. You can also go to prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, sign up for a month or a year, read my book, read Paul Watson's book, watch all of my videos, including my new video, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004, showing how there's no difference between Bush and Kerry. Very important new film. You can watch that as well at prisonplanet.tv or call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And one thing they can't censor, they can censor the radio, they can censor TV, they can censor books, but they cannot censor you getting my films, making copies, and getting them out to folks. It's having a big effect. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And if you're listening to us on the AM and FM dial, be sure and support those wonderful affiliates. Spread the word about their sponsors. Thank them. We're getting a lot of new affiliates. But if you're listening on satellite, shortwave, or internet and don't have an affiliate, call your local AM and FM stations. Don't waste your time on big conglomerates like Clear Channel or Infinity, but call those local mom and pops and tell them. Ask for a demo tape, you know, or demo CD. Tell them to check out GCNLive.com. We need more affiliates, and we get them through your actions. So I want to thank all of you that have done this and all of you that are going to do this. God bless you, because the focus of my life is exposing evil, exposing the New World Order. I can't stand con artists or scammers. And Colonel Roberts, I want to go to calls here in a minute. Before you leave, we'll also plug your books and material. They're excellent and big parts of the solution. But before we go to James and Randy and John and Brian and others, I keep announcing this every hour because it's so important, it's so big, and I want everybody to hear this. I have a responsibility to warn people. Nursing Times is reporting on a major Harvard School of Public Health study published in the Journal of Neurology, admitting conclusively that the hepatitis B shot triples, almost four times, as your chances of getting muscular dystrophy. Now, we've known it's causing that. We've known it's causing other problems, not just this vaccine, but others. The globalists are putting this in the vaccines by design for an IQ reduction of small children, literally as drones. Sounds unbelievable? I got the documents. But the point is, here it is, out of the Harvard School of Public Health, and then there's another one today, meningitis vaccination blamed for rise in deaths. London Independent, a 17% increase in deaths since they started giving the vaccine 4 years ago for meningitis. Colonel, comments?
You know, it goes along with just about everything else that they've come up with. It said you've got to have before you can go to school. You've got to have before you can go to work. You have to have these immunizations for your child. I don't trust any government vaccines. In the military, we had problems with a lot of the vaccines they give, and of course, they're not going to take care of you after you're gone. I'm a result of the Salk polio vaccine in the 1950s. We had to line up at the school auditorium and get shots. And since then, a lot of my age group has come down with various forms of cancer. They've linked directly back to the Salk polio vaccine.
SV40.
That's why you don't see it anymore.
SV40, yeah.
Yeah, and then so you go to the new stuff, the hepatitis B. You go to the things that started the AIDS epidemic. Was all done by vaccine. And it doesn't surprise me because it's part of their global population control methods that they're using. And so there's not any, well, look at Gulf War syndrome. Look at the stuff that's come down since they've given these malaria shots to soldiers overseas. And even up to and including 10 cases of suicide at Fort Bragg, and they traced it all back to one medication they were giving these guys. This, it doesn't surprise me, but We go back and who do we find is responsible for a lot of this? We find government laboratories. We find Fort Detrick. We find CDC. We find Canadian Pharmacological Society people and all this stuff. And it's all the same. It's a government animal that we're dealing with. It isn't private industry. There are private companies that are making tons and tons of money making this stuff. But you know, if you go to the Food and Drug Administration, do you think they try to stop it? No. They won't even stop aspartame. They won't even stop fluoride in the water.
Exactly, and that's why this broadcast needs to be on more stations and needs to be on your station, is because we cover these issues day in and day out, the admitted, provable, documented information that cannot be denied. Let's take some calls. Let's talk to James in Tennessee. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Two quick things for you before I forget them, because I probably will if I don't ask you them real quick, and a question for your guest. Okay, first thing, I sent you a video you had asked for a little while back on the World Trade Order, that whole thing in Florida, you know, you didn't have it, and...
Yeah, the WTO meeting. Thanks for sharing the video.
Yeah, I'm now with Bill Moyer.
Yes.
Okay, and also about him, I contacted his secretary. Sounds like they'd be interested to have you on that show. I don't know how much you get to say, but that would be very interesting if you or him contact each other before he retires. I'd love to see you on there.
Okay, thanks, James. You have a question for Colonel Roberts?
Thing quick for you, and then I do have a question for him. The insurance company that backed Silverstein on the towers, will they be the same insurance company that will be involved when he buys the Sears Tower?
Well, he already bought the Sears Tower, quote,
yeah,
with a secretive group of real estate owners.
Yeah, do you think the insurance company has something to do with that? I mean, you know how they are about paying things off.
He wanted $7 million for a $200 million investment. He only got $3
billion. Oh, okay.
So I don't know, sir.
Okay, and the question for your guest is, and he's got some fabulous points. I wish we had more men in the military like him. This low hum I'm hearing, can that come from an armory?
Okay, well, thank
I'm
you
having
for the
a
call. I appreciate your call. All over the nation, it's been in the mainstream news in San Diego and in Kokomo, Indiana, and all over. They've even sent out government investigators, and they hear it. There are these weird... low-frequency hums, and it could be from a power transformer, it could be from a factory. They've proven that when there's big tunneling devices under your city building these labyrinths, that can cause a hum. Colonel Roberts, any comments? Or it could be a problem with your middle ear, sir. Go ahead.
There's two things on this. One of them is the ELF. You know, we had the old Gwen system, but I was told the Gwen system's been taken down, which makes me believe it's not. The extra low frequency hums that you sometimes hear are actually radio signals being transmitted through the ground and through the ocean. That's how they contact submarines. And there are certain areas, because of the strata of the rocks, that will pick this up more than others. And in Albuquerque, New Mexico, they had their problem was there. They were hearing the tunneling devices. They were creating a massive tunnel system near the Air Force Base there as part of the continuity of government program is what I was told. And I don't know, you know, that's just rumor. But they did. Eventually, that stopped after the tunneling stopped. But the ELF may be what your listener may be hearing, and it could be because the location he's in has certain rock strata that magnifies it to where it's actually audible by the human ear. Some people can hear sounds that others can't. There's certain frequencies I can't hear at all anymore after being a sniper and all this other stuff with high-powered rifles. I can, you know, I got tinnitus. But my wife, she can hear a pin drop at 5,000 yards and give you the azimuth and coordinates.
Well,
so,
yeah, women usually have better hearing. Men have better eyesight on average. My grandmother, the one grandparent that's still alive, she just hears anything and everything.
Oh, absolutely, especially if it's a rumor. But anyway, it is a possibility he's picking up something that is ELF transmissions that are coming through stratified rock below his location. It happens more in earthquake areas that are prone to underground shifting than it does, say, in the Midwest where it got a lot of gumbo and clay.
Yeah, okay, and that's what I've read. That Let's go ahead and up next here and talk to Randy in Washington. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, my name's Randy. I work as a nurse here in Washington. I was forced to take the hepatitis B in order to get into nursing school. And even though I hadn't had my third shot, they would not even allow me to. I had to wait a whole other year to get in. Anyway, so I'm a frontline. I work in a nursing home. I give out 30,000 medications a year. I mean, I personally know of at least one person I work with whose son ended up with autism from the vaccination routine. And every time he got more vaccinations, he got more sick. But they continued to give him more anyway. Now he's...
Son's at risk because he's already sick, so we need to make it mandatory you take 100 vaccines.
Yeah, and even when they told the mother of this child that his vaccinations were finished, they called her back a couple weeks later, oh, bring him in for 3 more this next week.
And the mother just does it.
Actually, I have informed her of what I've learned, and I think she's at least thinking twice, but she's, you know...
Well, I mean, here is the Harvard Medical School admitting that the hepatitis B massively increases your muscular dystrophy. I mean, what do you think causes this, folks?
Well, let me throw something in here real quick. Unless you're in the military, you don't have to take any shots. Your kids don't have to take any shots. All you have to do, and they don't tell you this, all you have to do is claim a religious exemption. And at that point, it becomes a constitutional issue, and they do not want to be sued for trying to discriminate against you for your religion.
And that's the law. And they even have conscientious objections or moral objections now, too, if you're an atheist. The point is that it's a lie. But I bet, Craig, up in Oklahoma, you saw the TV pieces where you got to take it to get to school, got to have it.
Well, we went down to the school, and there's a form that they have behind the counter. And you say, I want the exemption form, and they have to give it to you. And if that gal doesn't know anything about it, you get her commander in there and say, I want the exemption form. Our religion prohibits us to take medications, and therefore we're not going to take it. Now, you talk to any Christian Scientist. And they do it all the time. They've been doing it for 100 years, you know. So,
and the media will try to use a case for an example of a leg with gangrene, and, you know, they make you have treatment. This is not the same as that. These are deadly vaccines. Anything else, Randy?
Well, I just want to let you, last year when at the nursing home, where we give the flu shot out to everybody. Everybody gets flu shots. Everybody gets antidepressants, antipsychotic drugs.
If you take a flu shot, you're going to get the flu.
We saw, everybody got the flu. Seriously, 2 weeks later. And some of them died, you know. And I'm having severe trouble with the job I do now. The more information I've done this 10 years now, I realize, oh, my God, what am I doing to people? How can I continue to do this to people? So I try to tell people everything I learn so that they can at least maybe look it up or try to do something about
it. Well, you go to PrisonPlanet.com.
I have. I have ordered your videos. I'm giving your videos out. When people come back and... after watching them, they have this sick look on their face.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Keep up the fight.
Good job. You keep it up. John in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, thank you for another great show. And I have a couple quick things here I'll go over real fast. George Bush said yesterday or day before when he came to the panhandle in Pensacola, he made an announcement to the, I'm going to quote him. He says, people have to know that we are going to be helping these people here in this part of the world. He called our state of Florida citizens of the world. He didn't call it a country anymore. And I was wondering if he might be tying that into the passage of the free trade area of the Americas.
It is. And, I mean, this is all the new doublespeak. This is the new nomenclature. Colonel?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and you have a parallel universe happening here. You've got the civilian population being programmed for internationalism by using strife and terrorism, and you've got the military community preparing that route with things like Operation Cooperative Nugget, which occurs every year, and that's where we actually go out and we train our former enemies in how to use our equipment on our bases with our taxpayers' money. And one of the things that we teach them is house-to-house search and seizure and how to segregate elements of the population against between the friendlies and the dissidents.
And then Michelle Malkin goes out and is all over TV, the case for internment camps, how wonderful camps are.
Oh, well, and here we've got NATO, who's just taken in or is getting ready to take in Bulgaria, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Slovakia, and Slovenia.
And now they're going to coordinate with Russia.
And now they're talking about the remaining nations will be comprised of the states of the Balkans, Caucasus, and Central Asia. Now that's slowly moving over toward China. Eventually, China is going to be a part of NATO.
Hey, Mr. Robert?
Yes.
What is your opinion on this new strategy by Putin strengthening the dictatorship role of he being the ex-KGB head?
Well, he's trying to form what's known as the strong mayor form of government, where he gets to be the dictator and have things done his way. It goes back to the Stalinist Khrushchevists. They never really left that. It's just now it's becoming more plain again.
The general public was fooled, then they just shifted back to their old behaviors.
Can I give you my quick opinion, then I'll let you go?
Sure.
I'll let myself go here. My opinion was the illusion of what they've been giving us for many, many years now, that was to simply to allow the illegal transfer of technology around the world during this time frame so everybody else could become very armed and dangerous.
That's part of it.
Large part of it. Thanks for the call. We'll come back, talk to Brian in Virginia, and hit a few final news articles with Colonel Roberts, who we'll have to have back up soon for 2 hours if he'll do it with us. We'll also tell you about his website and some of his books and materials. When we get back, you can see Colonel Roberts in my film, The Matrix of Evil, one of my newest videos. It's excellent. Be sure to get a copy. PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Microwave gun to be used by U.S. troops on Iraq rioters. Oh, a few months ago was the sound cannon, now here domestically. These have already been deployed domestically, by the way. What is it they got planned that's so bad that we're all going to be rioting? What's the New World Order? We got loaded phones here. I want to try to go to everybody. We'll just give you each about a minute or so. So everybody stay right there with us. Going back to Colonel Roberts, Craig, tell folks about some of your new books and how folks get them.
So we just had a brand new one come out in June. It's called Crosshairs on the Kill Zone. It takes up where one shot, one kill left off. It goes, it's about American military snipers from Vietnam all the way up through Operation Iraqi Freedom, and it gives you all of the insight, all of the stuff they did. It's all personal accounts. It's going to be a great book. It's out there on the shelves now. Any bookstore either got it or can order it. If you want the Medusa File or Kill Zone, the two that really go into the things you need to know about and add a lot of background information and fill in some of the gaps with the material that Alex has, then which would be the Medusa File, then go to my website, www.riflewarrior.com. Rifle as in gun, warrior as in soldier, all one word, .com. And we take PayPal there or whatever, and or you can get the address at the bottom. And because a lot of your bookstores are going to tell you these books are out of print or they're out of stock.
Even though you're a New York Times best-selling author, when you write a military book, you know, but suddenly they all want it and it sells real well. When you write something about the New World Order, oh, they can't touch it.
No, they wouldn't. They would. My publishers in New York City would not print either one of these books. Didn't even want to touch them because of what was in them. So we went ahead and started a company like you did, and we printed them ourselves.
That's the way to do it. Folks, support him, riflewarrior.com. Real quick, callers, since I want to get everybody in here. Brian in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, this is for the Colonel.
Yes.
I've been dealing with a Canadian immigration company, working on getting a visa. And what they told me was very startling. Now, hang on to your hat. The reason they made it so strict and law so hard to get a visa last October was because of the influx of Muslims that were escaping persecution in the United States. And they're going to change the law again in November, make it more difficult. Now,
the real change, and this was in Congress, was so Americans can't escape during the draft. Thanks for the call, Colonel.
You know, what's interesting is Muslims don't have any trouble coming into this country, but someone from England does. You know, you can speak a foreign language and have no means of support, and they'll let you right in and even set you up. But you can be a doctor or a scientist or something that with something to contribute and want to immigrate over here, and it takes years.
By the way, that's even been in the mainstream news. It's very discriminatory. Mike in Texas, go ahead, Mike.
What can you tell us about the Treaty on Open Skies as well? And another perspective I have is from a biblical perspective. I believe they're going to in this upcoming world war, they're going to knock out Russia and knock us out. And meanwhile, you have the Imperial Europe, the Fourth Reich over there. They'll occupy North America, Middle East.
Okay, well, let's go over both those points. I'll take the Open Skies Treaty. Yeah, we've all got to give up our liberties, but since the 90s, any foreign aircraft that want to come in here can come in unmolested. Colonel?
Yeah, that's true. It's basically we can't go any place, but they can. Open Skies is a one-way door. But the second question is we could do an hour show on just that question because there is a scenario that I was made privy to where one of the great fears was invasion from over the Arctic through Canada to the northern central states of, you know, up in the Midwest and up through Mexico at the same time where they would link it by cutting the nation in half using the Rocky Mountains and the Allegheny Mountains as natural barriers to the coasts and taking the heartland first.
All right. Just want to jam one final call in here. Steven in Tennessee, go ahead. Make your point, sir.
Okay, Steven Tyler. I was just wondering, how many times are people going to sit by and let this president violate the Constitution that he swore an oath to defend?
Well, again, you know as well as I do that presidents are just puppets. But, yes, why is this government doing this? Thanks for the call. I'm sorry to all the other callers. Craig, got to get you back up soon.
We'll do it.
Take care. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Berkey.